Unlock the secret to living set apart. Discover how becoming a bondservant of Christ transforms your work, your home, and your public life into powerful platforms for impact, purpose, and eternal boldness. Get ready to choose servanthood over comfort and let God turn your ordinary week into an extraordinary mission. Let's dive in. Well, good morning and welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I hope you are ready to have a great day in the public square. We are working at preparing our hearts to encounter those that God has for us today as we go out to our workplaces and to the marketplace, wherever we might go. And if you're enjoying these daily devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender huddle, place that into your huddle. We're starting a series out of the book of Romans, and I want to encourage you to dive in and read Romans chapter 1 and go through the whole thing. But here's where we're going to be today. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. It's talking about being a bondservant. So it says, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Have you thought of what it means to be a bondservant? Paul identifies himself as a bondservant. Well, the Old Testament tells us exactly what a bondservant is, and it would have been the context of which Paul was speaking of so that he understood and his listeners would understand what a bondservant is. And here's what I know. I know if you understand a bondservant, what you have to do at your work today, what you have to do around you today is going to be incredibly more valuable. So listen in as we dive into the Word of God today. If your kinsman, a Hebrew man or woman, is sold to you, then he shall serve you for 6 years, but in the seventh year you shall set him free. God had set up with the children of Israel an economy system that on the seventh year, the year of Jubilee, they would be set free. If they had debt, they would serve their master for their debt for 7 years or up to 7 years. And then on the seventh year, the year of Jubilee, they would be set free. When you set him free, you shall not send him away empty-handed. Don't you love that about God? He's like, hey, don't take advantage of them. Don't send them away with nothing in their hands, but you shall furnish him liberally from your flock and from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. You shall give to him as the Lord your God has blessed you. So this is an amazing thing that God is teaching the children of Israel. He says, I know that some people are going to come in debt. I know they're going to have to work off that debt. I also know that when they have paid off their debts, when the time of Jubilee comes, that you are to set them free and you are to give them a blessing. You shall remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. He says, remember your past, and that will remind you what you need to do in your future. Think about that for a minute. He's talking to us and he's saying, I want you to remember that you came out of slavery as well. Therefore, I command you this today. It should come about that if he says to you, I will not go out from you because I love, or he loves you and your household, since he fares well with you. So what if the servant looks over to his master and said, you know, these last years that I've been serving you have been tremendous. I have enjoyed them. I've loved them. You've provided for me. I don't want to go out from you. Then you shall take an awl and pierce it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, you should do likewise to your maidservants. So what do we just see about that? This servant who didn't want to go out from his master because he loves his master, it says, he loves you and your household since he fares well with you. He says, I love you so much. I don't want to leave you. I want to stay with you. Then you are going to be marked for life as you go out and be a part of the public square, as you work and you do your things. And that is what he's saying here at the very beginning. He says, Paul, a bondservant. In other words, he says, I love my Savior Jesus Christ so much. Jesus has set me free to go do whatever I want to do, but I love him so much. I want to stay with him. And God says, I'm going to mark you with the Holy Spirit, and you shall be my servant for life. Isn't that powerful? Paul is saying that he is a servant out of the Most High, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, because it's out of choice and out of love for his master. He's not pressured into it. He's not forced into it. He truly loves his master, and that's why he identifies as a bondservant today. Now, let me ask you this. If that is how Paul identified himself, as a servant out of choice and love to his master, How should we introduce ourselves or interact in the public square? Well, first off, understand that you have been set apart in the public square as a bondservant to the Most High. You have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have confessed Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And throughout your work week, you should think about, how am I taking the gospel message into the public square? In other words, I'm taking my master's message out. How should I do that? You should do that through humility. Jesus died for you, and you are humble towards others each and every day. Now, Jesus dying for us doesn't make him weak. It makes him powerful. What greater love has any man than this, than that he laid down his life for his friend? Burial. You're going to be a person who doesn't walk in bitterness or unforgiveness, but puts all that stuff behind you, every injustice behind you, because you know your master and you are a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Today is a day that bitterness just leaves you, and that injustice that coworker caused at work, it is going out from you today, and today you are set free. Resurrection. You will have self-control and newness of life walking and working through you today, because the Spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. And so as you go throughout your day, think about this for a moment. You go out throughout your day and God wants to do something amazing. He wants you to go over there and share with that coworker, sit down with that person who's going through a hardship. And through the power of the resurrection Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, he wants you to share with them God's compassion, his love for them, how he cares for them. And as a bondservant, that is what your master is asking you to do today. And appearance. Appearance in the gospel message, some people are like, what in the world is that? Well, did you know that Jesus, after he resurrected from the dead, appeared to over 527 people at different times? And we see this as an opportunity to know that he gave ample evidence or ample testimony to the fact that he is risen. So Jesus first came as a lamb. When he comes back the second time, he's going to come back as a lion. And I want to encourage you, as a bondservant of Jesus Christ, give the evidence of the gospel message working in you today, that you're humble but bold, that you're cautious and hold back as a lamb, but then as the word of God and truth needs to be proclaimed, you're like a lion. He wants us to model those things to those around us. We're not cowards and running away, but we stand there understanding we're willing to humble ourselves, not taking on the form of God, that he says, the attitude of God, but humbling ourselves to the point of death, even death on this cross. And that's what Philippians 2 says, to have this attitude in yourself today. So my challenge to you is very simple throughout this day. You are a bondservant of Christ Jesus at your workplace, at your home, and everywhere you go. So go out there and make a difference, because your master has sent you into the harvest to reap a harvest like never before. And challenge yourself today to do what God has called you to do from the Word of God. Can I pray for you? Heavenly Father, I pray as we step out on this work week or into this work week, that you would cause us to be bond servants of the Most High. We're servants that were set free. We could go wander and do whatever we want. But God, we love you so much. We want to stay with you. We want you to be our master. We want you to be our savior. We want you to be our king, and we want you to be our Lord. So God, out of choice and out of love, we stay with you and we care about you. Take and mark us with your Holy Spirit. As we go into the workplace, I pray for those who may have a tough time at work today, God, that you would go before them in all things, that you would surround them today, God, that your Spirit would come in and move upon their lives today. Give them eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down and the outcast. Let them embrace the gospel message like never before today. And God, let them be a model of who you are and whose they are. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace that are new every morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.